Aloha. My name is Reverend Cindy Palos, and today I'm going to talk about a subject that goes really deep into the heart of what our whole world is going through. The subject matter is judgment. And judgment can be a very damaging thing, but it is so prevalent in today's world. We judge all the time, and judgment to me is something I'm working on daily. And I see that it kind of furthers our own feeling of importance. It's also the ego at work at us. And there's so much in the world today that really furthers our capabilities of judgment. Some of that judgment comes from the media, from TV commercials, and from magazines that are photoshopped, and from things we watch on TV and things we watch in movies. We compare ourselves to others, and we also judge ourselves, comparing ourselves to what the image is out there that we think we should be equal to. We also judge people on their actions, and it's furthered by social media quite often, whether you like something or hate something. And that also kicks in our mental judgments. But judgments are really a reflection of what we are thinking about ourselves. We judge people based on our own inner judgments and what we think people should be and what we think we should be. But the damage judgment can cause is very deep, and it can create a lot of harm. It actually furthers a lot of darkness. If we could see energy fields of what happens when people gossip and judge others, there's a great deal of darkness that blocks out the light. So today, I'd like to talk about judgments and how we can make a choice daily to not judge and to monitor ourselves, to not allow ourselves to be judgmental beings. Because the old saying is, when you point one finger at someone else, there's three fingers pointing back at yourself. And it's an old statement, but you know what? It's very, very true. And if we have judged ourselves, and many times that's a seed planted by someone who's judged us, maybe our parents or our loved ones. If we judge ourselves, then we find ourselves wanting to judge others for those same qualities we judge ourselves for. I grew up in Beverly Hills, where it was very, very common to judge people on what they wore and the kind of cars they drove and the kind of house they had. And it really built a lot of insecurities in myself that I've been working on for a long time to overcome. And those seeds go very deep. So I do work on this myself quite a bit. And I became aware of it when I start saying things that are judgmental towards others, of how indeed, why am I judging them? Why am I saying something negative about them? Today I'm going to say a prayer that I've written on this subject, and I'm going to do a meditation on this. And I also wrote about this in a book that I wrote called Mystical Mother Mary. And I will be sharing some of that and what we can do on that. Here's a few things we can do to overcome the tendency to judge. You can be aware of why you judge others. Often we judge others to make ourselves feel superior. This tendency can be based on an inferiority complex. It certainly is a red flag for realizing our ego is in control. We can go into meditation and meditate on why you really are judging others. And then ask yourself what it is in you that needs to be cleared to be free of those judgments. you can make a commitment to be aware of any negative things that you are thinking or saying about others, and realize that any negativity we promote will come back to us. Also, you can program your mind, remembering that Jesus said, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." And there's such great truth in this. Because as we judge others, we could be at the same time being judged by a higher force when we get to the point of our life review at the end of our life. And we could see how we were judging others and the damage it might have done. We can also be aware that in truth we are all one energy from one life source. Judgments are usually projections of our own state of being and our state of mind. Projections, of course, are a psychological term, but there's great truth and depth to that. We project upon others what we are doing ourselves. So when we stop and become aware of what we're saying and thinking, we can indeed find what we may not be liking about ourselves. And then we can do healing once we find there's something we don't like about ourselves. Another thing you can do is do a review at the end of your day. Take a few moments to think back about anything negative you may have said or any judgments you may have made about another person, and clear it. Ask for forgiveness for yourself and for the person you may have said harmful things about. You can also make a commitment to be an agent for goodwill, knowing that goodwill is God's will. Negative energy is not carrying goodwill. And light, by its very nature, dispels darkness. We can use our inner light to see that light that exists in others. We have a choice on how we perceive others. And the mind and the ego often are in the habit of comparing ourselves to others. And it can take some work to really, truly bring more kindness and goodwill into our lives. This is a world problem. This is a problem of the ego and illusion and glamour. And overcoming being judgment is not really an easy thing to do. If it's been in your nature for a while, it may take that daily commitment. I wrote a prayer about this morning. Lord, help us to overcome the tendency to judge others, and allow us all to see the good that's there in you and me. Let's be free of self-judgment, the inner things that we reject, and replace them with unconditional love instead, to stop the disease of darkness that spreads when we speak anything negative that is fed by the pain we feel that separates us from the good energy that we really need. Thoughts of darkness, words that wound, can bring about an energy that consumes and shows our own weakness in that mirrored inner room. Let the light of truth reveal that we are not separate, but when we pass judgment on what we see, it's projected right back on you and me. Lord, help us to overcome the tendency to judge others, and allow us all to see the good that is there in you and me. Let's be free of self-judgment and the inner things that we reject, and replace them with unconditional love instead, to stop the disease of darkness that spreads when we speak anything negative that is fed by the pain then we feel that separates us from the good energy. Thoughts of darkness, words that wound, can bring about an energy that consumes and shows our own weakness in that mirrored inner room. Now let's take a breath and let's breathe in deep the positive energy of goodwill, the positive energy that can heal. We're going to do a little exercise here, but I want you to go into that place where your mind is full of light. Let that light circle around you and clear your whole aura and your energy and your body and your mind, circling with only the good spirit light that can be healing right now to remove any negativity, any judgment, anything that you might have. We're going to breathe deep and go deeper inside right now. Go deep into that inner place, your sacred room inside, that place you go when you meditate and connect with your soul. Breathe in deep and go even deeper still to that place of love, that place of unity, that place of no separation, but just the oneness of being. Breathe in that source of the oneness of being. Breathe in the eternal light, the light from the Creator, the light that we are all part of. Allow yourself to bathe in that unconditional love, that healing light, and allow that light to come and bathe you and remove any negativity, any old wounds. Breathe it in deep. Let it come into your crown chakra. Allow it come to your third eye and clear the thoughts up there, creating a clear vision of who you really are. See that beautiful violet ray come and let it be the vision that you see right now. That beautiful violet fills your entire inner mirror. And allow that energy to come to your throat and your throat chakra. And a field of beautiful aquamarine pools of light blue. And let it heal anything you've said, any old words that may have harmed. Allow them to be cleared in that beautiful pool and see that pool spreading out and healing itself and purifying its waters. And now come into your heart chakra and feel the beautiful green fields of wonderful light and see a beautiful pink energy come. The energy of love, love that heals. And if there's any old hurts, scars, things that have hurt you, allow that heart to now be filled with the love of unconditional love that comes from the highest source that is. And know that you are loved for who you truly are. And now allow that energy to go down into your sacral chakras and see the gold that comes with the wisdom of knowing you can share healing energy. And that energy now flows into the root chakra and you purify any old wounds and emotional scars and allow it to be purified with the ruby red flower of light that spirals through that energy. And know that it's a healing energy that comes throughout the entire pelvis area with healing, loving energy to remove any old emotional scars. Breathe in these beautiful colors and allow the light to flow freely through your entire chakra energy system from the root base there and on up and up and up through each and every of the holy gates and the chakras up to the crown chakra. And feel it purifying your entire being with this beautiful rainbow of light spreading throughout your aura. and imagine yourself now looking into the mirror of your soul. See it as a mirror there in your own inner self. And see yourself looking at your true self for who you truly are. See your original state. You are beautiful. You are a child of God. You are pure and innocent and full of love and light. Allow that self to be seen in you right now. And remember, when you look at others, see them for who they truly are. Look into their eyes. Look into their soul. Connect and see the good that is in them and share that good with them. Breathe this in and feel yourself renewed, restored, regenerated with that holy energy of love and light, free of judgment, free of darkness, free of pain. Breathe this in, absorb it, let it be. Give thanks, and so it is. Thank you, God. And now slowly come out of the meditation and breathe in that wonderful energy that you now feel of that pure love. And I'll close with the Aramaic Lord's Prayer. Avum Deborsh Maya Ni Tikada Sheshama Te Te Malkuta Noe Te Sevenak Akana Deborsh Maya O Baraha Haolan Lakma De Sunkanin Yamana Washwokan Obain Ikanadap Hanyin Shwakinal Hayabain Ula Talan Anisiona Ella Pisan Min Bisha Metal de la ki malkuta, u haila, u tish pakta. La alam amin. Amen. Amama, amama, uanoa, the prayer is freed. I thank you for being in this place of healing and non-judgment. And remember to see the best in you and others with goodwill always. God bless you.